roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant-at-arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The sergeant-at-arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Kevin McDonough from St. Peter Claver Catholic Church in St. Paul and a former Senate chaplain. After the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Madam President, Senators, my prayer this morning is inspired not by the scripture directly, but by the story of Goldilocks, not too cold, not too hot, just right, the beginning of a rainy week. Let's pray that there will be just enough rain in Minnesota for the fields to grow. No floods, not too much, not too little, just right. Let's pray. Maker of all things, bless us with rain and sunshine. Protect the fields and those who work them. Keep the rivers properly in their banks. Keep our young ones safe. Grant good working conditions for those who provide us with food and an abundant harvest. All these things we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Of the United States of America, one nation under Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Anderson J., Anderson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those on the agenda. The third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 75, 164, and 607. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The bills will be referred as indicated and given their first reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills will be referred as indicated on the agenda and with the exception of Senate file 1564, which will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. First reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions and will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dietzick.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 156 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
This is your bill?
Yes, it is, and I've spoken to both chairs.
All right. All those in favor of the Dietzick motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Clausen.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate File 991 be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Clausen moves that Senate File 991, number 180 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. This is your bill, Senator Clausen?
Yes, it is, Madam Chair.
All right. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. The resolutions on the agenda will be referred to the Rules Committee. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, remaining under the order of business motions and resolutions, I move the Senate take up the consent calendar.
The first bill on the on that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The first bill on the consent calendar is Senate File 28, Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. This is a bill that was brought forward by the State Bar Association and has to do with filing a petition for relief in the Minnesota Tax Court. There is some confusion in Minnesota Statute 276 regarding the filing, and the confusion is as a result of a Supreme Court ruling back in 2009 which held that frankly, even though the statute doesn't so state, the Supreme Court interpreted filing to be effective only upon the receipt by the tax court of the filing documents. This bill adds some language to the statute regarding timely filing and will allow filing be complete upon the documents being postmarked with the United States Postal Service. I'm not aware of any controversy to this bill, nor am I aware of anyone or any organizations that are opposed to it. And it would seem to me that in fairness to our constituents who often appear in tax court without an attorney and in a pro se manner, that this would be legislation that would help them in their relief before the tax court. Thank you, Madam President.
Is there any discussion on Senate File 28? Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 28, a bill for an act relating to taxation, tax court, modifying timely filing for appeals from orders.
The Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 in favor, 0 opposed, the motion prevails. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the consent calendar is Senate File 442, Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate File 442 is a bill to reduce the Minnesota State Council on Disability Board from 21 members to 17 members. The council was established in 1973 to advise the governor, state agencies, state legislature, and the public on disability issues. The council currently has 17 members appointed by the governor. Each member serves a three-year term. Each member has a disability, has a family member with a disability, or works with people with disabilities. Council members are appointed from all economic development regions of the state. Meetings are held 3 to 4 times a year with an annual cost of around $5,000 per face-to-face meeting. The council does reimburse council members for all actual and necessary expenses incurred in performance of their duties. The rationale for changing the number in the statute from 21 to 17, this is because the representation on the council has been stable at 17 members. And since they have a limited budget, they would like to establish the count at 17, as it will help save the agency additional funds that they can use for other purposes. Thank you, Madam President.
Is there any discussion? Senator Westrom.
Thank you, Madam President. If the author would yield.
Senator Wicklund, will you yield? She will yield. Senator Westrom.
Madam President, she touched on the savings that would go along with 21 to 17. She also touched on the geographic distribution, but could she refresh for me the assurance we have of geographic distribution? So of the 17, Senator Wicklund, will there be some sort of certain makeup that people come from non-metro counties or more rural areas? Because my concern is in reducing this, and I probably support this bill, is just that we don't limit the number such that we can't have an effective representation across the state. And so if she could answer that question, I'd be interested.
Senator Wicklund.
Madam President, Senator, yes, there is assurance within the statute that is not being changed that the there shall be at least one member of the council appointed from each of the state development regions. There is geographic diversity on the council, and that will be maintained. They would actually be reducing the number of metro representatives on the council from 4 to 2, but there would be representation ensured from all economic development regions of the state. Does that answer your question?
Senator Westrom.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Wicklund. You know, I think this is a reasonable approach. I know some have talked about bringing the size down, and they've had 17. My concern that I raise is just, I know rural counties, people with disabilities have different challenges of accessing, for instance, transportation and transit. And so that is an important perspective that we make sure we have on this Disability Advisory Council. Because the issues in the metro area are different than rural and deep rural counties, and so I want to make sure both to put it on the record, Madam President, and for those of us contemplating this, that we make sure that's a high priority, because diversity of geographic locations is important, and we want people with disabilities to be able to live in any county they choose, and so I think that's important that we have that aspect and representation on the board.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing none, Senator Wicklund, did you want to say anything else?
No, Madam President.
All right. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file number 442, a bill for an act relating to human services, modifying membership requirements for the Council on Disability.
The Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes, 0 nays, the motion prevails. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate Senate File 1086 be made a special order for immediate consideration.
The bill on special orders, number 172 on general orders, Senator Champion.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate File 1086, first of all, is an agency bill from the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. And Senate File 1086 is a friendly bill that ensures public accommodations for blind and disabled persons. It prohibits discrimination against blind, deaf, or other persons with physical or sensory disabilities with service animals upon entering non-public buildings. Senate File 1086 is a bill that strengthens and aligns service animal language in Section 363A.19 of the State's Human Rights Act with Federal American with Disabilities Act as currently amended. Currently, the Americans with Disabilities Act defines a service animal as a dog and only as a dog with the exception of a miniature horse. The proposed new language in Senate File 1086 equalizes or brings state law into compliance as it relates to the use of service animals with Federal American with Disabilities Act law as it is currently amended. And so, members, I would ask for your support.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 1086, a bill for an act relating to human rights, ensuring public accommodations for blind and disabled persons.
The Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 in favor, 0 opposed, the motion prevails. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. We move now to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Senator Rest.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to remind people that representatives from the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators, including former Senator Jane Krentz, are available to meet with any interested members about environmental issues important to Minnesota in room 237 for another half an hour, 40 minutes. And so I hope you will join them if you have any concerns and or interests. Thank you very much.
Members, please pay attention to the announcements. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam President. There will be a higher ed meeting. I just want to remind members, because this is not our normal committee time, at noon in room 123. We are doing that so that we can present the draft of the higher ed omnibus bill.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Dahl and Ortman all day. Senator Rosen from 11 to 11:25. Are there any more announcements? Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, a couple of weeks ago I made note of the Senate reunion, the five-year Senate reunion, which is being going to occur on May 9th. I was reminded last night in an email that registrations are due within like 10 days, so if you can find your card, get it in. If you can't find your card, let me know and we'll work that out. But it's going to be a great night, and I hope as many as possible can attend. But make sure you get those registrations in.
Madam.
Senator Menson.
Madam President, I just want to thank the members. I had some surgery a couple of weeks ago, and I know I don't look that good, but I'm feeling much better. And Senator Laurie, one thing he said to me was, get well soon, and we're one big family. So I appreciated those remarks, and I thank all of you for your concern and interest, and no oxygen tank today, so that's the good news. So thank you very much.
Welcome back, Senator Metzen. Members, it's with great sadness that I share with you the news that Jim Genia, representative on behalf of the Grand Portage Reservation, passed away peacefully on March 30th. A gathering to remember Jim's life will be held at 11 a.m. with a memorial service at 12 noon tomorrow, Tuesday, April 9th, at First Baptist Church in downtown St. Paul. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, April 10th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.
What time is it, babe?